tomorrow we won't be in the studio. We'll be live on location. I've been here for 9 years now to be part of things like 38th annual Stuff-A-Bus. It's a little chilly, but we're going to be outside tomorrow, bright and early. So Shamra from CityLink, what's our goal this year to stuff that bus?
So this year, our plan is to raise 10 tons or more. So we are asking the community to come and deliver.
Of course, we're kicking it off at Kroger on Lindbergh, but there's a lot of locations that people can drop off food so that we can stuff that bus. You have those locations there?
Many people know that the Sterling location has closed. So based on that, we are now focused on the Kroger store at Lindbergh Shopping Center, which we have, you know, for many years. And then Lake Street Kroger. And then what's new this year is going to be Pekin.
Hey, Marcellus, Peoria House of Christian Services, grab that mic. How important is Stuff-A-Bus every year, 38th annual Stuff-A-Bus, and for me, the last 9 years since I moved here, how important is this, help people understand, to Peoria House of Christian Services?
It's very impactful food drive that we do annually that supports our pantry, typically 6 to 7 months, but we're seeing and experiencing 4 to 5 months.
Wow, a lot of hungry mouths. What happens when that food runs out? We've talked about that in the past. What happens?
There's plenty of opportunities to do more. This year we experienced a shortfall due to a partnership falling and just, you know, having their challenges. Quite honestly, I am unsure of exactly what they do. I know we refer to Sophie's Kitchen, we refer to Catholic Charities, and we do all we can. We'll still receive like harvest on Thursdays, and we'll do bread and things like that. But the essentials of having some protein and things like that, we just weren't able to do.
Well, that's a heartbreaker. Yeah. I know you're passionate about this, and Shamra, you are too. So CityLink Stuff-A-Bus kicks off officially tomorrow, and we'll have some live music. I know the high school is going to be there again.
Yeah, we're going to have Richwoods High School there kicking it off with us. Their cheerleading squad, along with their band, is going to be presenting as we kick it off.
I love it. Love it. It's always a good band, too. And we'll be inside making much commotion inside Kroger and blocking the aisles like we do every year, because there's a whole lot of people that come out. A lot of the sponsors come out and they kick it off with us.
Yeah. And we'll have sites that we'll have the shopping list at.
And those are all the needs.
All the needs. Yep.
So then people just go and look on that shopping list and get those needs.
Yeah. There'll be a ton of non-perishables, a list of probably 25 or 30 you can purchase.
And, of course, monetary donations are always accepted, too. That also helps stuff a bus. Listen, we'll see you tomorrow morning after 9 a.m. We're going to bring the whole show on the road, Kroger on Lindbergh, to do the official kickoff for Stuff a Bus like we do every year for the last 9 years. Thanks for including us. You over there, Shamra, appreciate you. Marcellus, Peoria House of Christian Services. And, of course, Kroger. We couldn't do it without Kroger, too.